It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness broadcast. It is the 20th of March. May God bless you today. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Andrinda, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. We pray for your spirit to be with us as we open up your word, anoint your words, and grant them to our pastor. As you fill him with your spirit, help us to continue to grow with grace and wisdom. This we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about time. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. Lift up your head, your redemption is nigh. Let glad alleluia mount up to the sky.
Amen. We're going to be talking about the mind of Christ and reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's pray. Dear Father, please, we thank you, first of all, for your love for us. We thank you very much for your kindness. We thank you for your great power. for being the God of majesty and dominion, and full of resources, and willing to communicate with us and be our friend. We ask that you will bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, there are things that we think we need. We think we need to impress the world. There are things we think we need for success. And God comes to us and shows us that what often we think we need is not what we need, but we do need the mind of God. Let's read from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Bible says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." Now, this is important because Paul could speak with excellency of speech and of words that would show his wisdom, so to speak. He chose not to. Let's see what happens. "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." You know, we can do things, say things, present our credentials in such a way where we impress audiences. And the reality is, brothers and sisters, the most impressive thing that we can do, the most impressive reality that we can present to the world is a Christ-like life. So Paul had realized that all of his argument, he won many an argument, but he didn't win a soul. And he learned that I just need to show the character of Christ. And that's what he's saying here. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." Friends, that's what we need. We need the power of God that comes from the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God needs to dwell in us, friends. If we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us, he will guide us, he will lead us, he will give us peace. We will have peace of mind. And that's a rarity today. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for they had known it. For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written," and this is a beautiful scripture, friends, you should memorize this one, verse 9 of 2 Corinthians 2, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, neither nor ear heard, neither have entered into," let me start, "eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Friends, you haven't even seen what God wants to do for you yet. You haven't even heard what God wants to do for you yet. Your mind can't contemplate, our minds can't contemplate what God wants to do for us and through us, my friends. "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." Verse 13, "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." That's a wonderful principle, friends. That's what teaches us that we let the Bible explain itself. We compare spiritual things with spiritual. But even in your own walk and in your own life, you have natural things in nature that are spiritual, and compare those things with what you've learned in the Word, which is spiritual. Take things in the Word and compare it to things in nature that are spiritual, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Friends, when you have the mind of Christ, he leads you, he guides you, he gives you peace. You dwell on him. You run everything by him. You're willing to submit to him even when it's not what you and I want to do. We are willing to submit to him. But oh, the peace and joy that comes from communion with God. We don't have to understand everything.
Excuse me.
We just need to know the Lord, and he will take us through. Praise the Lord. That's our worship thought for today. At this time, we will transition to the wellness segment of our broadcast. We'll be hearing from Sister Lenny on the subject, is it too late? Is it too late? All right. At this time, we will have our intermission song. It's the Torso Song. And after intermission, we will come back for our wellness segment.
To know, you must come and
on our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Topic today is it too late? Still in.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Is it too late? Every human being is endowed at birth with a certain reserve supply of vital energy. The exact amount varies from person to person. The major contribution to this quota of precious dynamic force is made by one's parents through the channels of heredity. Some children being born with plenty of vigor and resistance to disease, and others with a relatively meager quantum. The person who lives carelessly or who experiences serious illness during his lifetime or who falls victim to major life-threatening accidents uses up his supply of vital force at a more rapid rate than the person who grows up under fortunate circumstances and who lives conservatively. During youth and early adulthood, when vigor is abundant and life flows easily, it is hard for a person to be conservative in the use of his physical assets. Overwork, loss of sleep, and overindulgence all take their toll. But at this phase of life, the individual is prone to reason. I would rather live it up now, even though it does take a few years off the end of my life. But when this same person comes to the late 50s and the 60s, his attitude changes. Life is still sweet, and he chafes under the limitations of reduced vigor and a greater tendency to illness. And so the question logically enters our thinking, is it too late when a person passes his physical prime to redeem the past and regain what he lost by the indiscretions and wasted energies of previous years? Is it not possible for an older person to have restored to him the same measure of vitality that he possessed in his younger years? But he can husband the resources that he still possesses, and by using them wisely, stretch them out for a longer period of time. In the meanwhile, he can reap the benefits of a planned health program, which will make life during his declining years more comfortable and more enjoyable than it would have been if he had continued in his don't care attitude towards matters of health. This reading this morning is coming from You and Your Health, Volume 1, and it's under Perpetuating One's Health, pages 285 to 286. Thank you so much, and may God bless you today.
And what a blessing. Let's use what we have left, my friends, wisely. Praise the Lord. And let us make sure that we don't just waste, we're in a younger age group, this vitality that God has given. What a blessing. Roll call. We have North Carolina on the line. We have on Facebook, that is. We have Virginia on Facebook, and they both say good morning to us. And we also have Delaware on the line. Ohio, we have Iowa, we have Georgia, we have Ohio again, and Bermuda on the call. It is 6:24. We have over half an hour to the top of the hour. If there's anyone that has a comment or question, testimony, feel free to share with us at this time. Just press star 6, and if you have a comment on Facebook, just type it. Is there anyone? I like that happy Monday greeting, you know. People dread Mondays. That's because maybe they didn't take care of themselves. They used too much vitality over the weekend. Amen. All right, we got Sister Lenny on the call, and we'll be in just a moment. Good morning again.
Good morning again. I would like to just thank everyone for praying for my brother-in-law. Is really doing well. My sister has done a great job with him, with me helping her over the phone. So I'm just asking that you continue to be with him. Every time he goes to the doctor, they're trying to figure out, you know, what he's doing and different things. And he told me, I changed my whole lifestyle again, you know. So he's really doing well. He's driving himself back and forth to the doctor. And he's just, I'm just so happy that God has blessed him because he really loves God. And I just pray that he not have any more aneurysms and that God will just continue to heal his brain. And thank you so much for praying for him.
Amen. Amen. Praise God for healing. Praise God for healing. Amen. All right, friends, is there anyone else that would like to share anything at this time? All right, friends, we want to thank God for each of you. We want to encourage you to live for Jesus today. Let's take care of the bodies God has given us, and let's feed our minds with the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. May you have a wonderful and blessed week, and we just wish God's richest blessing upon each of you. It's time for our closing prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace.
Eternal Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. And now, Lord, as we go about this day, we ask that you would bless it, continue to lead us through the workings of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for allowing for Sister Lenny's brother-in-law to be recovering and advancing in his health. And we ask that you will continue to bless their efforts, him and his wife. We ask for others to be blessed and to be healed as well, spiritually, mentally, and physically. We thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord, and we just pray that we can serve you faithfully and always be that living testimony so others may be able to see just how faithful and how grateful you work in each life. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways for us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust.